Test 77, Section 3, Question 16. Here, we're looking for to describe the role played by the statement that warm-blooded animals could not serve, or only warm-blooded animals could survive in temperatures below freezing. So basically, it starts off and it says, okay, dinosaurs lack turbinates, these things that, you know, reduce water loss. And some paleontologists say that means they were cold-blooded. These paleontologists must be mistaken. So that's going to be our conclusion. However, four, fossil record shows some dinosaur species lived in Australia and Alaska, where temperatures drop below freezing. So basically, dinosaurs lived where there's where it was freezing. And only warm-blooded animals could survive such temperatures, so only warm-blooded could. And so basically, the only warm-blooded animals could survive is used in combination with the previous clause that dinosaurs lived in Australia and Alaska to prove that some dinosaurs must have been warm-blooded. So, A, it's presented as a potential counterexample to the main conclusion. No, it's support for it. It is a premise offered in support of the argument's main conclusion. Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for. It's evidence in favor of that. C, it's presented as counter-evidence to the paleobiologist's assertion that dinosaurs lack turbinates. It isn't trying to prove whether or not they had turbinates. It's just whether or not they were warm-blooded. It is the argument's main conclusion. It's not the conclusion. It's evidence. It is an intermediate conclusion for which the claim that some dinosaur species lived in Australia and Alaska is offered as support. No, because it's not trying to support that. It is just a claim that's made kind of as a general statement of fact. And so, therefore, answer choice B is definitely our best one here.